Blog Talk Radio.
For her explains everything I've done.
go out of my mind but for you. Thank you.
blue, almost doing things we used to do. There's a girl here and she's almost you, almost. That you promised with your eyes, I see in hers too. Now your eyes are red from crying, almost blue. Flirting with this disaster became me. It named me as a fool who only aimed to be almost blue. Almost touching it will almost do. There's a part of me that's always true, always. All the things that you promised with your eyes, I see in yours too. Now from crying, almost you, almost me, almost. Thank you.
Thank you. lost little girl. Your lost little girl. You're lost, tell me who are you? Think that you know what to do. Impossible, yes, but it's true. I think that you know what to do.
miles from the nearest town. Angel loved me. me. Exotic flowers all around. The scent still lingers in my head. Despite sound and feel played with our senses, the fire started slowly, how quickly it spread. We packed a picnic, drove to the beach, mesmerized by each other, oblivious to time. A good love was within our reach as we lay in the water, baptizing body and mind. We rented a glass-bottomed boat. We got farther from shore. You had on that yellow sweater. I loved that sweater. You never wear it anymore.
Get those owls in, y'all. I'm telling you. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome. Welcome as we are doing it again with the Music Therapy Match Stream here at Soul Tree Radio and the Raw. Finally starting and feeling more like myself. I'm Michael Lewis, and I'm DJ Honeycomb, and again, it is good to be with you tonight. Soul Tree Radio and the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASMusic.com and the Assassin. On the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. Do who, what, when, where, why, and how right now at www.basmusicmomentphrase.com. My brother G is here with me. What's going on, G?
DJ Greathouse. What's up, bro? You down, bro? You sound better today, brother.
Yeah, that's much better, I would say. Yeah, as a between COVID and all the other shit I've been going through.
Yeah,
this is the first
yeah.
weekend. It's finally me. And
yeah, well, I went through that about 3 or 4 months ago, man.
Yeah. COVID's no joke. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that was in between that we didn't get a chance to bring in the mix.
Yeah.
You transferred to fall from summer, of course, and transitionally, musically, that means a lot of things. You know, it's my favorite month of the year. And of course, gotta get my little sci-fi on. Excuse me, sorry about that. But you also know that in the transition, sometimes everything is said that we need to say, and we don't think about it. Like the young lady in the song that we just heard, what kind of a match is it that can't ignite a fire? I didn't think about that, but you know, there's a lot of steam in those words. What kind of a match is it that can't ignite a fire? Yeah, I don't think I'll even reveal the answer to that, but the bottom line is, it's there. And there are a few things that trump attraction. I mean, I can't think of any, but bottom line is, attraction's a powerful thing.
It is. And
as cartoonish as that scene was in that movie, he tried to describe it one way or another as best it could, and it was like, it was effective, but I love the idea of going from one season to another and musically vibing then. All that good stuff. Yeah, there's nothing like it. So, G, what else is going on, brother?
You know, the attract, to me, attraction is a woman's quietness. That strong quietness.
I love that.
You know what I'm saying? He doesn't do anything with the power within her.
I know what you mean. But, you know, it's not connecting with everybody. That connection, that kind of chemistry is something only certain people experience, and it's a blessing.
Yeah.
It's a wild feeling, but it's like once you feel it, it's like, damn, you can't get enough of it.
Yep.
Anyway, we were busy all week concentrating on getting better. Something special in effect next week.
Mm-hmm.
The Field Generals played well. There's a lot of stuff to go through, so we got a full show next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, of course. And, well, the most important question to me right now is, do you or do you not eat candy corn? I love candy corn.
No, I do not. No way.
I will eat your share. I will eat your share. So don't worry about that. I got you covered. Having said that, any last words before I go back to work?
You got to give me some Kit Kat and the Butterfinger. Oh, yeah, Lord.
Well, I'll give my man some Kit Kats and some Butterfingers. You like that? That's right. More candy corn for me to eat. Yeah, what else, Gene?
You guys, it's 38 days left to vote, right? This is the most serious vote of your time. Now, we had a hurricane this past week. We had a hurricane.
Yep.
It wrecked Florida. I can tell y'all, God does not like ugly.
Florida,
they're ugly. Well, guess what? Laura and I gotta have a visit this week.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Bugs Bunny had the right idea. Saw that shit off and let it float away. But I digress. But either way, having said all that, I think your message is well said. You gotta vote. It belongs to you. Don't let anybody take it away from you. With some bullshit and some propaganda. Yes, vote. By all means, vote.
Yes,
and we know every 4 years, presidentially, it means a lot, but Every 2 years, it means even more sometimes, because the sum total of everybody's fears lays in the fact that somebody can get their emotions through via voting. As in, the presidential election was a sham. That's bullshit. And we hear people say it. And the more people we hear say, it's like, is it really a sham? No. Yeah. Be honest and stand up for your rights. And by all means, don't let anyone, I mean anyone, steal your joy. Yeah. Having said that, I'm going to go back to work. If it's just something like myself, we will see you Wednesday, 9 p.m. with our big special. And, of course, continue to put good music out for you and good music to you. See you later.
The fox, it's kind of foxy. Mr. Wolf, he's the guy who chased Red through the woods and ate Grandma. But a dog is a dog is a dog is a dog, unlike the wolf who made a widower of Grandpa.
Yeah. Must reflect my cash, the sexual ass. I whack the ab when I set my path. The vex don't crash, I'm built to long last. Grab my money clip, I hit the bong fast. Earn my respect, my checks, they better cash. Ping on the trigger with my nigga Fred Glass. Knuckles is brass, start snuffing you fags. Jumping out of cabs, grabbing money bags. Next shot, right through your hovercraft. You do the math, my ass and tongue flash. When you learn, it's to turn the shaft. The genuine thriller, the middle of draft. My force might blur, the Porsche purr. The apple martini, of course it's thirst. I'll do the honor, the Shaolin bomber. Shark skin armor, I bring the drama.
Kind of foxy, Mr. Wolf, he's the guy who chased Red through the woods and ate Grandma. But a dog is a dog is a dog is a dog, unlike the wolf who made a widower of Grandpa.
Damn, defecating on the map, Wu-Tang taking it back, no faking in the rap. I realize that these niggas hating on the fact that the kid is blazing his track and hating on him back. My dough stacked up with those who the Mac, ducking po-po, blowing smoke goes in the lack. To be exact, I want no hassle with the stat. And the big apple, we the rotten apples in the back, yeah. It's all reeling, how the fuck y'all feeling? Non-stop park killing on the block, we was killing them. The arch villains, when the blood starts spilling, any stuff starts spilling, body bags, we was filling them. Yeah, now I got it in the smash. I ounce of marijuana and a llama in the dash. Me and my comrades following the cash and living a day like tomorrow is the last.
Mr. Wolf, he's the guy who chased Red through the woods and ate Grandma. But a dog is a dog is a dog is a dog, unlike the wolf who made a widower of Grandpa. I'm like the saber knot to your baby when you're locked out in the snow, like a coyote out on a desert. Where the fox did never go,
yo, would you recognize a jewel for what it is when you see it, or would you take it for something else and get told to fuck up? Men come together for the common cause, to beat your ass just because there's a line you don't cross offending the wall. Why, of course it's one selected for your head shot. I'm back in the yard again, the bar's calling. 15 sets of this to how you scrolling. Ladies like, damn, Papa, you looking right. I love to give you some of this pussy and I'm a dyke. I write when the energy's right to spark friction. DJ cutting and spinning the back mission. Great pop lock ticking. Poetry description for the motion picture reenactment. Activate a hired assassin, keep it classic. Rap revolution, every black, yo, pass that.
Mr. Wolf, he's the guy who chased Red through the woods and ate Grandma. But a dog is a dog is a dog is a dog, unlike the wolf who made a widower of Grandpa. I'm like the saber knot to your baby when you're lost out in the snow, like a coyote out on a desert. Where the fox did never go, and the
Thank you. I will rejoice and eat meat in it. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to church this morning, but I wanted to make a quick video because my spirit was troubled this morning. I had the news on and was talking about somebody else who got ate up by a shark. I want you all to be mindful. When you're vacationing, you know, you're going to the beach, do that. Go to the beach. Don't go to the ocean, okay? The ocean is the shark's house, okay? I'm not, and I can swim. I can swim. My whole body is a flotation device. My whole body is a flotation device. I don't have to do nothing to float. But I can't swim. Another thing that makes me suspect and makes me, you know, have my Negro membership card in question, because most black people can't swim, but I can swim. But I'm not going to the ocean because that's the shark's house, okay? The shark has the right to eat you up when you're in his house. When chickens come in my house, guess what? They get ate. When pigs come in my house, they own the place. So when you go in the shark's house, you're going to get ate up, okay? So I want you to be safe. I want you to be happy. You know, let's use some common sense. If you go into the beach, go to the beach. You watch the ocean from a distance, okay? Please be safe. Safety first. Please, I don't want to hear about nobody from the meat ministry being shark bait. Okay, and stay out the woods too. Don't go fooling around with the bears either. The bears will eat you up. That's what they're supposed to do because you in their house. You know, when animals come in my house, they end up on the plate. They get ate up. So the same thing happens when you go to their house. So stay out of the ocean, okay? That's the shark. You know, can you imagine how excited the shark would be to see me land up on the plate in his house? Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, no. So if you're going to, I just want you to be safe. Be happy, be fat, whatever meat is on your bones, rejoice in it today. Hallelujah, I love you. There's nothing that you can do about it. God love you, God keep you, and stay out them oceans. Jesus.
Get the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out of the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep... I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. Because I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is.
If I could slow you down sometime, I'd like to. Fathers, I'm so glad you could come. Excuse the stain on the rug.
Yes. That's quite all right, my child. Have faith. This is Brother Chorus.
How do you do, Brother?
I'm Father Chorus.
Where's your faith, Father?
It's in the car. I'm going to get it.
Where is she?
She did that to you? Something, Father.
Yes. You see, I told you we had nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about.
Let's talk to the child.
Yes, you talk to her. Did you do that, little girl?
You mustn't listen to anything she has to say.
I'm not listening.
You're a liar and a cheat and a child molester. You French kiss your dog in the mouth.
Stop the bed.
Stop the bed.
The bed must be on the floor.
The bed must be on the floor. The bed must be on the floor. The bed must be on the floor. The bed is on my foot. The bed is on my foot.
Woman.
The bed is on my foot. The bed is on my foot.
Liberation.
Oh, Father, the bed is on my foot.
You must be there, Father.
Oh,
it must rest.
You must rest. The bed is on my foot.
Crazy, Keys, but it's true, so help me. I couldn't hear my own footsteps. It was the walk of a dead man.
exciting emotion. Haven't you noticed that?
Have your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the 40th President of the United States.
Tom Matthews, UPI. Mr. President, earlier this year you said that you would travel anywhere in the world to further the cause of peace. Considering the worsening situation in the Mideast, are you planning a trip there in the near future?
We have no definite plans as of yet to go to the Mideast, but we do plan maybe perhaps in a couple of years at the settlement and the agreements have not been reached by that time.
Paul Onaki from Honolulu News. Mr. President, the Senate has voted to proceed with development of the neutron bomb. Don't you feel this will impede further progress in the SALT talks with the Russians?
Quite contrary to that fact, the matter of nuclear existence deals with atoms and atomic weapons, not with neutron weapons. A neutron bomb is a whole cost weapon. It is not in the cellular realm of reality. We're trying to hold it in place, and it's a neo-pacifist weapon.
Harris Richards, AP. Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to ask you a question which I'm sure the American people would like to know. Do you feel that within the fiscal year the unemployment rate will drop below the 5% level?
Well, as you know, the 5% level pertains mostly to, if I may say, white America. In black America, the minority situation is up to as high as 45%. And we plan to, with all our efforts, try to lower that rate to about 20% in the black areas, and of course it will be lower in the white areas, of course. We're trying to do this and merge a United States.
Mr. President, yes. Arthur Williams, Chicago Sun-Herald. You've just okayed a $250 million increase in our space program. What I'd like to know is the main reason you did this so we can finally recruit black people for the space program?
I feel it's time that black people went to space. White people have been going to space for years. And spacing out on us, as you might say. And I feel with the project that we have in mind, we're going to send explorer ships through other galaxies. And no longer will they have the same type of music, Beethoven, Brahms, and Tchaikovsky. From now on, we have little Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. We're going to have some different kind of things in there. That's right. Yes, ma'am.
Roberta Davies, Jet Magazine. Mr. President, on your list of candidates for director of the FBI, are you including the name of Huey Newton?
Yes, I figured that Huey Newton is best qualified. He knows the ins and outs of the FBI, if anybody knows him, and he would be an excellent director.
Yo, Blood. Yeah, Brother Bell from Ebony Magazine. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
As-salamu alaykum.
All right. What you looking at, Snow White? Brother, about blacks in the labor force. I want to know what you're going to do about having more black brothers as quarterbacks in the National Football Hunter League. Okay.
Right on. I plan not only to have lots of black quarterbacks, but we're going to have black coaches and black owners of teams. As long as they're going to be football, there's going to be some black in it somewhere.
Right.
I'm tired of this mess that's been going down.
Right.
You know? Ever since the Rams got rid of James Harris, I've been my job. We're going to get down on the case now. What is it?
Mr. President.
Yeah, what?
Mr. Bigby, Mississippi Herald.
Sit down.
Mrs. Fenton Carlton Macker, Christian Women's News. Mr. President, since you've become president, you've been seen and photographed on the arms of white women. Quite frankly, sir, you've been courting an awful lot of white women. Will this continue?
As long as I can keep it up. I mean, why
Saturday morning, they called at the White House.
Mr. President. Now, your predecessor, you know, President Carter, now his mother was a nurse before
What was your question about?
My question leads up to my question. The question is about your mother. If you want to be... No!
It's okay. Please, let's take it easy. The man has a right to ask a question. Please. Let's have some decorum. Now, what is the question about my dear mother?
Well, your mother was a maid in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Now, after your tenure, if your mother goes back to being a maid, right? Will your mama do my house?